Well, it began in Jeddah when I was repeatedly told to issue visas to unqualified applicants. This went on for quite some time during most of my tour there.
When you say unqualified applicants, what kind of qualifications didn't they have?
Well, under the American immigration laws, you need to demonstrate that you're going to the United States for a specific purpose. And typically, in such a situation, you're going to sign a business deal, or you're going to go as a tourist to see the Grand Canyon, or you're going to the United States as a student to study a particular course of study. And these were people that had no job in one instance. He was a Sudanese who was unemployed in Saudi Arabia and a refugee from the Sudan. But he got a visa for national security purposes after it was taken out of my hands by the chief of the consular section. The king's barber's secretary apparently got a visa. There were other people in similar situations that really demonstrated no clear idea of what they were going to do.
All right, King's barber aside, to be devil's advocate, your superior from time to time overruled your findings. Why is that unusual?
Well, it's unusual because in State Department practice, if you're going to do this, you are supposed to have new concrete and substantive information that was not available to the fellow adjudicating the visa at the beginning. And this was never done.
So what do you think you were dealing with here? It all sounds a bit like a case of visa fraud, perhaps, but why do you think there's any more to it than that?
Well, initially, that's what I thought it was. It was visa fraud. I had been told by one contact that the price for a visa at the American consulate was the equivalent of $2,500 American dollars. But once I got back to the United States and was out of the Foreign Service, I ran across a couple of people with ties to the American government that told me another story, that the CIA was recruiting fighters for the Afghan war against the then Soviets and that their asset, Osama bin Laden, was working with them. They had a recruiting office in Jeddah, they had a recruiting office in Riyadh, and they had a third one somewhere in the Eastern Province. And they would send these people to Jeddah, the fifth largest visa-issuing post in the Middle East, for visas. They'd apparently run them straight from their recruiting office over to my visa window. Well, obviously, they were not people that good, solid businessmen or upstanding, upper-class people. I'd refuse them.
How many people do you estimate would have gotten into the United States that shouldn't have through this back door?
Well, in my case, I would say as many as 100.
And when you questioned them, what did they say were the reason for expecting to get a visa with such slight credentials?
There was one instance of two Pakistanis who came to me, and they wanted to go to an American auto parts trade show. They couldn't name the show. They couldn't name the city in which it was going to be held. Then the case officer came over and called me on the phone and said, give them a visa. And I said, no, it doesn't wash. Well, we need it. I'm sorry. And then he went to the head of the consular section, got me overruled, and got them the visa. But when I complained to the powers in the consulate and the people in Riyadh, I was told to keep quiet, that there were reasons for doing this, that it was a matter of my poor judgment, it was this, it was that. And this simply fueled my suspicions that something untoward was going on.
Was there ever any pattern to these applicants that you could see to their situations, their skills, their nationalities?
Well, they seem to be basically people with no real skills. Their nationalities, for the most part, were Pakistani, Palestinian, Syrian, Lebanese. They were young, in their 20s and their 30s, say, and they seem to have no ties to any place in particular.
Where did Afghanistan seem to fit into this whole pattern? Because it seems they were either going to the U.S. to collect or be rewarded for some past deed or to be trained for another. Where did Afghanistan fit?
Well, Afghanistan was the end user of their facilities. My sources told me that they were coming to the United States for training as terrorists, and they would be sent back to Afghanistan. But then the countries that originally had supplied them suddenly didn't want them back. These were people who had been given skills in overthrowing governments and destroying armored columns and things like this. And the various governments in the region, frankly, didn't want them back because they thought they might apply these skills at home.
So if your theory is true, you can demonstrate a relationship between the CIA and Osama bin Laden dating back as far as 1987.
That's right. And as you recall, they believe that this fellow, Sheikh Abdul Rahman up in New York, who was tied to the first New York Trade Center bombing, had gotten his visa from a CIA case officer in the Sudan, and that the 15 or so of the people who came from Saudi Arabia to participate in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon had gotten visas through the American Consulate General at Jeddah.
Well, what does that suggest? That this pipeline was never rolled up, that it's still operating?
Exactly. I had thought it had been because I raised sufficient hell that I thought they had done it. I had complained to the embassy in Riyadh. I had complained to the diplomatic security in Washington. I had complained to the General Accounting Office. I had complained to the State Department Inspector General's office. I had complained to the Bureau of Consular Affairs at the State Department. And apparently the reverberations from this were heard all over the State Department.
If what you say may be true, many of the terrorists who allegedly flew those planes into those targets got their U.S. visas through the CIA and their U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Mm-hmm. That suggests a relationship ongoing as recently as obviously September. But what was the CIA presumably recruiting these people for as recently as September 11th?
That I don't know. And that's one of the things that I tried to find out through a series of Freedom of Information Act requests starting 10 years ago. And at the time, the State Department and the CIA stonewalled my requests and are still doing so.
If the CIA had a relationship with the people responsible for September 11th, are you suggesting that they're in some way complicit?
Either through omission or failure to act.
Do you have any evidence, any paperwork from all these years that might go towards supporting a lot of this?
Regrettably not. I had something at one point. My predecessor in Jeddah had begun a file of people with peculiar attributes who got visas, and I kept it up. I added to it. I learned later on, after I had left, that this file had mysteriously been shredded.
But you complained and you complained and you complained, and what eventually happened to you?
My appointment in the State Department was terminated, and I was never given a coherent explanation why.
You, above all, will appreciate the conspiracy theories are a dime a dozen these days with regard mm-hmm. to September 11th. What makes mm-hmm. yours different or any more credible than the others?
I have floated around the international affairs community for the past 20 years. I was in the middle of this in Jeddah. I knew people in the Foreign Service. I knew people out of it. I knew people in the CIA. And I had, at one time, great respect for the CIA. But this operation in Jeddah was so peculiar, so strange, and went against everything I had ever seen or heard in my 20 years in government that I thought that what these people were telling me about CIA involvement with Osama and with Afghanistan had to be true because nothing else would fit. By the attempts to cover me up and shut me down, this convinced me more and more that this was not a pipe dream, this was not imagination, this was not conspiracy theory.
But when you take the events of 87, where visas were being issued to people unqualified for them, mm-hmm. and suggest that happened again to the same people responsible for the attacks in New York and Washington, and that's a quantum leap. How do you justify that?
For all I know and for all we know, this may have not been the intended consequence. It could have been a mistake. It could have been a misjudgment. Or for all we know, it could have been an effort to get the U.S. directly involved in some fashion. I mean, it's only a few thousand dead. And what's this against the greater gain for the United States and the Middle East?
But you're quite sure that Mohammed Atta and others had their visas issued in Jeddah?
Well, this is what I was told by reading an article in the Los Angeles Times.
Well, an intriguing tale, and we thank you for telling us.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thank you.